If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We're on the air. Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Nebraska's Apple Store is Computer Hardware, just south Trip-tastic. Of 70th and O in Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 46 years in business. They will fix all of your watches, phones, computers, and more. Please go see Trip and the team.
Yeah, and you know what they won't do?
What's that?
They won't mislead you.
No, it won't mislead you. Like someone in this room.
Like me.
Anticipated trace of snow, so no one's ready for it. No one's ready for it. Lincoln just
We were all
out.
Duped by me, who was duped by the forecast. I apologize. I'll
You're
take
fine.
The blame for the forecasters. It's my fault.
Everybody. And then Jake doubled down with, when's it going to end?
And it's like, I was going by that.
Like a 7.
I read it.
To 9. I'm like,
I wanted, in my defense.
I read that.
Yeah, snow till 2.
I'm watching. So this radar was incredible because it was tracking toward leaving at 7. And then it just kept like spinning. It would not leave. Mm. We were in the bottom part of the precipitation for hours. Mm. It just kind of sat.
Yeah,
on Lincoln and swirls. Those are.
I agree.
Yeah,
I want to play a game real quick. Before, so Nebraska tomorrow hosts Penn State, 1 p.m. on BTN. I will be there at the game.
Oh, you're going
with Taylor, our buddy Scott, and Elizabeth. They're going to the game.
Oh, whoa,
us three.
Elizabeth is joining.
She's going.
Scotland not making an appearance.
No, Grandma going to watch Scotland tomorrow.
Oh, this is
for
a
couple, not all day, just for a couple hours.
Gonna, but this doing. Is a fun time.
Oh, this is fun. So the game is this. Now, we go through. I don't have the spread yet. It'll come out tonight or tomorrow morning. But ESPN has their matchup predictor. They always say, what's the percentage chance of a team winning? Against Iowa, Nebraska, I think it was 50-50. It's almost like split. And, of course, that was a five-point loss. Iowa was a 1.5-point favorite. They win. I want you guys to the first decimal guess Nebraska's chances of winning tomorrow per the ESPN analytics against Penn State.
86.4.
Nebraska's chances to win are way higher than that.
What do you think?
I'm going to go 99.1.
Okay, that's too high. But 95.2% chance Nebraska wins tomorrow against Penn State.
Analytics.
Analytics say that, which we love analytics. Thanks. Data points.
Do we?
No, we don't.
No one really saw Creighton. They were a 15.5-point dog.
No one saw
that. But that chance of UConn winning that was probably the same number.
Yeah.
95%
I should go
chance.
See what that was before.
I bet it was
game.
95%.
The issue is Penn State, you guys have said this, remarked that they're so bad offensively, and Nebraska can really turn it up at home on defense. It just doesn't seem like a possibility to me that Penn State could warm up and steal this game.
It does not show the what it had before the game.
Before the game.
probability of winning for
had to be insane
UConn.
High. So now let's go through the schedule of Nebraska. So now they get this game, get a win, you know,
Maryland.
Then it's Maryland at home, and then they take off on the coast.
Yes, they'll play at USC next Saturday or Sunday.
That's not right. What about UCLA? So it's UCLA first or USC?
No,
they'll
play
first.
UCLA on a Tuesday night at 10 p.m. It's gonna be terrible for the stool. 10 p.m. start Central
I won't.
Time.
I'll have to wake up and let me. 10 p.m.
And read Robin's account.
Yes.
So just to recap, Nebraska again plays tomorrow at 1 p.m. Maryland Wednesday at 6 p.m. at USC next Saturday at 3 p.m.
Okay.
UCLA on the road on March 3rd, a Tuesday at 10 p.m. And then they'll close against Iowa on Sunday the 8th, 4 p.m.
It's real
on
right.
Fox.
It's real right now. I mean, that West Coast swing with the Iowa game. Ooh.
But just think about it, though. It's like Penn State terrible, Maryland terrible, UCLA solid. USC is not good. They're not.
USC, as of yesterday, I was looking at bracketology, and both UCLA and USC are in the dance. They're both 9 or 10 seeds.
But you don't regard USC like you regard Penn State.
What's that?
You don't regard USC like you
regard.
I would or Maryland.
More, I'd have more. I'd have much more attention to USC. But they got beat by 50 at home or 40 at home, whatever it was.
30
but,
by Illinois.
It means nothing at all, but CBS Sports was doing their mock bracket yesterday.
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
Matt Norlander and a couple other guys, and they had Nebraska as a 3 seed.
Okay, good.
Playing in Buffalo.
Okay.
Against, I believe, East Tennessee State, I want to say.
We don't do
like
that, do we? Do we go to Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, we go to Buffalo.
Stu's going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Buffalo. I'd love it.
We're eating wings at the Anchor Bar.
Don't say this if it's not happening, Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to eat wings at the Anchor Bar.
I know,
I've been to Buffalo.
Hold on. Could we go to Buffalo?
Why can't you go to Buffalo?
Flights
are actually somewhat, for some reason, always cheap from Omaha going to Buffalo. I'm not sure. Not a direct flight.
Little known fact.
But I don't know why.
Upstate New York.
Yep.
Niagara Falls.
Are you serious about the stool going?
Yeah. I'm working on some things.
Okay. Make a call today. Get back to us, Jake.
I'll let you know. But Nebraska, 90...
Rolling those sleeves up.
95.2% chance of winning tomorrow.
I got kind
of
nervous.
Sip wore a casino shirt today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, this is fancy over here.
No, it's slim really not. Fit.
Stylish.
It's not slim fit.
He's showing off his physique. Yeah. Fitness.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. Fitness!
It was.
Good Lord.
Hey, everyone talked about it. John was talking about it.
He was, yeah. Scott, too.
Scott's his brother.
Yeah, Scott was talking about it.
Scott's 16 years younger than John.
Greg was commenting on it. Connor said something
Greg
about
gone.
It.
Yeah. I don't know.
God, but Greg brought in these cinnamon rolls.
They're very good.
Oof. Did you? You didn't have one, did you?
Just had a bite.
Greg makes some mean cinnamon.
I got one saved in the back when. So
Connor, I said it's pretty easy. Connor is well over 3,000 calories when he leaves the show every day.
His hair grows during the show.
He gets a lot of food during the.
I wish that happened to me.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
The spillover is next in early break of the ticket.